Hello and welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit with your mates in a pub, then you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own and they don't represent our employers. You've got me, Chips, Niall, Pete and Kieran. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Insta. Cheers.
Hello and welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies 5. We've got a special guest today. We've got our mate James Bullcott. How are you, James?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Nice and early, but happy to be here.
Hey, what time is it in Australia?
Oh, just turning 5 a.m. now, so.
Dedication, mate. Dedication. And obviously, we haven't got Peter today because he's got probably marital duties is the best way to describe it. So we just got Kieran and Alex and myself. So, just a quick, you, James, obviously, most people who listen to it know you, but you live in Australia. How is it, mate? What are you up to?
Yeah, pretty lucky here, man. We've been back to normality since pretty much June-ish, living on a big island, so I feel pretty lucky compared to you guys. Yeah, coming out of summer, which will be good. It's too hot. It's like 41 degrees and shit, so.
You're in the pub and it's too warm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you know the thing is we live on a smaller island?
Yeah.
It doesn't take like 3 days to travel across our island.
Yeah, but they still didn't put caps on international arrivals there, did they? The whole time.
That's why Australia and New Zealand did so well. It's because they were like straight away. Our biggest advantage is we're a fucking island, so no one's coming in for a while, and that's why they did so well at the start. Where Britain was like, nah, we want out all the money and shit.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of just forgot about all their Australian citizens living overseas and they're not letting them back, but that's their problem.
Really? Because there's so fucking many of them.
I was just listening to Eddie Hearn like on a boxing podcast, and he said Australia's now introduced, because obviously he wants to get Australian fighters over to Britain to do his early 2021 card. And if they come back, when you come back now to Australia, you have to self-isolate in a hotel at your expense. And it's $3,000 per person for 2 weeks.
They've done it with the Australian Open. And apparently they got told they'd have the whole hotel, but they literally just can't leave their room or anything.
Well, did you hear about what happened with that as well? Like loads of people on a flight tested positive to it. So,
oh, really?
It's not very fair because there's like a fair amount of tennisers that are all in isolation, can't fucking train or anything. And then you've got others that can go and train because there wasn't on that flight.
Yeah, a bit peak form when they've been in practice.
Yeah, you might see an Australian win it this year then. Is that what you're saying?
I saw Nick Kyrgios the other day. Yeah, I actually seen, do you know Nick Kyrgios, the wanker tennisser?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he's hilarious either.
He's a cunt, man.
He's a wanker. I've served him in a pub as well. He was at go-karting.
Isn't he white, Kieran?
No. He's like Greek.
Okay, fair enough. I was going to say, I thought he was white, so clearly can't be racist.
You can also be racist against white people now.
The Irish are white, aren't they?
Just hate fat people.
Yeah, we hate ourselves.
It'd be a great podcast.
Are you still skinny, James, on your like keto diet shit?
Oh, not on it anymore. No, I'm still fluctuating around the same, so doing all right. I think once I quit the fags, I might have a bit of a
You start binging. Those are people who stop smoking and get fat.
How much is a pack of fags over there?
Fucking too much, man. Like $32, so like what, 15, 16, 17 quid.
Yeah, then it's a four pack of Stella. It was $25.
Yeah,
shambles.
Yeah. Four pack of Stella here is a fiver.
Yeah,
I literally bought pint cans today. So I bought Foster's, Heineken and Budweiser. And I think the most expensive was £6.50 for pint cans. And I've got a proper pint glass and they fill to the top so you don't have any head. So it's a bit shit. It's actually too much.
What did you expect if they're pint cans?
What, in a pint glass? I expected it to be at least have some kind of head.
You get underserved in a pub, don't you? Like, because you get the head. So like the glass is the pint and then like you have that much head, so that's when you get a proper pint, a can pint. It is a proper pint, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
In his life.
Oh,
unless beers like, is it like a Stella and all that? They have and a Asahi. They have the extra 10% for the head as well, so they've got a line on it on the glass.
That's Peroni has that as well. But yeah, that's why pubs on like lager should always be up on their stock, because it all goes towards it. So if the top of it's always ahead, but they're charging for a pint and they count it as a pint. All stock in
a pub, the amount of pints as well that adds up.
But it's never up though, because like the staff rinse it like me. Like I
was going to say, if you,
I was going to say, Alex, yeah.
If I put it in a Stella glass, it actually works. But speaking of beer, what we said for this episode, we talk about, you know, like you've seen on Facebook with crisp tears, chocolate bar tears. Like we'll do our top three draft alcoholic drinks, so they can be beer, stout, bitter, cider, but it's got to be on draft in a pub, and you, obviously you get it in pint.
Sounds good.
Who wants to go first?
I don't know. I haven't really prepared. I'd like someone else to go first.
Alex, for fucking 1 week, you just fucking prepare. I swear to God, you do. You know what? It's like you're trying to make some fucking character. Like, this is, oh, that's Alex. Like, stop being a prick and just fucking prepare.
Niall, I'm not doing fucking homework, man. I work 40 hours a week. I'm not doing homework when I get home.
Oh God. You.
Alex is organic. I like it.
He doesn't do anything when he gets home. He just sits there.
Not true. I go for walks.
Oh, brilliant. Sounds fantastic.
Muck out the horses.
You know what? Then you can go first and let's just hear this awkward ramble. So, do you want to go top tier first or bottom tier first? And as we're saying,
why don't we all do our top tiers and we'll go around our top tiers?
The bottom tier isn't necessarily shit beer, it's just third tier and then everything else underneath it. 1, 2, and 3, and then everything else.
All right, so top tier for me, if I'm going in, I'm in a pub, Beer Moretto,
yeah,
Peroni, and Prava.
I agree with the first two. Prava, I think it tastes like piss water. I think it's really light. I don't like it at all.
You can tell you're from the rich part of Salyol, Alex.
Moretti's got a weird taste, I think.
Moretti is honestly, shout out to Platform 3 in Alton, one of the best like little pubs there are. And the beer Moretti point is fantastic.
Oh, side note on Platform 3, there was a lease sign above it earlier when I drove past.
No.
And it said under something, like it's under evaluation. I'm not sure if it's the flat above it or it's the, I imagine it's the shop.
It's got to be, because they were quite new. They were doing really well, but they were quite new, weren't they? Oh, that was such a fantastic pub, man. Fuck COVID, seriously. I really was looking forward to going back, because I still haven't even tried their food, man.
The food's banging. I ate there just on a... Did you say the food's vile?
Banging.
Oh, banging, yeah. I ate there on a Boxing Day before it all closed down. It was good. Boxing Day.
Is it more of like a bistro there?
Yeah. It's like kind of poshy pub food, and then it has like a little pub section. But you probably wouldn't have gone to it, to be fair. I think it opened the last time you left.
I think it opened a few weeks afterwards. I've seen all the signs up there, but...
Yeah, it's banging. It was really good.
Bit too posh for me, mate.
And then you can literally go to the pub there and then go to the really nice curry house, the Rajasthan.
Oh, the Rajasthan, is it?
Yeah.
Rajasthan, yeah.
I really liked it. So go on.
Yeah, it was class because it's across the road from me. So when I used to work for myself and work from home, I'd go on a Friday, I'd be in there for about 2:30.
Yeah.
And I'd just answer calls and it sounded like I was in an office.
Make yourself sound more professional while you're having a pint.
Yeah. Let me just pop you on hold. Turn it back for a packet.
Another call's coming in, sorry.
Yeah. Right, who's next? I'm just going to get myself a beer.
I'll jump in.
Yeah.
My favourite gin's Brockman's.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking banging.
I like Hendrix.
Yeah, there's a gin bar here, like... There's a gin bar called Tipsy Ball. I've only been there a couple of times, but it's like got something like 320 gins from around the world. And they all come like,
Gordon's.
What is it, like deconstructed, like this new way to do shit.
Oh, we like the foam and the smoke and shit.
Yeah, like all the fucking flavors and shit, all these little garnishes. And like someone comes out with it like, oh, do you know how to drink this? I'm like, mate, just put the gin down and leave it there. Like,
my manager was in a meeting. And he was like, he called him over to bring him a tea. And he kept bringing him over deconstructed teas to wind him up. He kept just bringing hot water, the tea bag on the side, and the milk on the side. And every time he put it down, like, there you go, there's deconstructed tea. Because he was in a meeting with all these other people. Kept giving him hot dirty looks. He was cracking up.
What did I miss, by the way? Your top three?
We just thought we'd wait for you.
All right, then crack on in, Bull Cop.
I hadn't seen it for a while, but when I used to work at the pub in Catherine de Barnes before it had that big makeover, we used to have Estrella on tap. Fucking hell, it's good.
Well, that's, it's, you know what, I completely forgot about that. Yeah.
On tap, it's incredible, man. And also does that 10% loading, so you actually get a pint. So Estrella is class beer on our draft. I thought there's too many like lagers to choose from, so I'd probably, in my top tier, I've tried to go on one from each.
Yeah.
So Estrella, if I'm going to do cider, I think Bulmers is just a bit better than Magnus for me.
Which is weird, because they're the same fucking company from the same from the same apple trees and orchard or whatever.
Just depends if you're plastic or not.
It's just better marketed, isn't it?
Yeah. They definitely look a bit different as well.
There's a lot of Irish whiskies are like that. Why Jameson's is so big, like people like Bushmills and the local kind of Irish ones, they were dying. So they all got together and said, let's push one whiskey to try and make it big in the international market. And it just so happened they chose Jameson's, but they were all basically from the same from the same manufacturer, but they just chose the Jameson brand. I mean, that's like Magnus and Bulmers, I guess. They just went with Magnus.
You'd be sponsored by Jameson's, wouldn't you, Noel?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, mate, fucking out.
That is AA meetings.
The podcast is looking for sponsors.
Yeah, that would be absolutely amazing if I get sponsored by Jameson's.
Guinness and Jameson's.
I've had it every which way, even up my ass. Everything, I love it.
Oh, you've had it up your ass?
No,
he's had the bottle up his ass.
No, it's a joke.
Only the tip, though, Alex. Only the tip.
It's an inside joke. It's an inside joke.
Right, I love Jameson's.
But it's not an inside joke anymore.
Gets the Vaseline out. Lose the little top. And he teases himself with it until he's man enough to just get it up there.
It's only when Becky's away, though.
Yeah, that was a Reddit stage of my life. So it's pretty down in the dumps.
Dark days.
Yeah, I was a virtually an alcoholic. Looking back, I definitely was probably an alcoholic. I was going through like a bottle every like day and a half, basically. So
yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. It's not great.
It's not great, but that's what Redditch does with all the inbred. No, I'm on the way up, mate. Starting from the bottom, now I'm here. What do you call it? Anything else in your top tier, Bullcock?
Yeah, so I'll go Estrella, Bulmers, and then like a good pint of Guinness, man.
Class.
And
it's got to be top
tier. I tell you what, you just can't get one over here. It's you're better off drinking it from the can.
I'm drinking
the Rover Club. Shout out to the Rover Club. Probably won't be there much longer when all their members die in the next 2 years. But
yeah.
Fuck me.
No
the
one
Guinness
wants to
there
pay
is incredible. Can't be having the extra cold though when I have Guinness. Just the normal lukewarm shit.
Yeah, I was going to get into that later, but we'll do it now. Fucking Guinness extra cold is fucking shit. It's shit.
Not shit.
It is shit.
Good.
Because normal Guinness is a cool pint. It's a cold pint.
Mm.
Extra cold. It gives me like a dodgy tummy because it's too cold. It's... No, there's no need for it to be extra cold Guinness. Just leave it how it is. It's a cool pint. And that's all I need to say about that, really.
Just lukewarm black milk.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, fucking hell. Bullcart, this is why you're a little bear, mate, because you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, they're my three for the top tier.
I'll do mine next. I've got Guinness as in my top tier. And then I've got Peroni and Beer Moretti. I just think at the moment, I think the Italians make the best draft beer. I think bottles and cans, that's a whole different subject and a whole different tier. But I think draft-wise, I think Guinness, Peroni, Beer Moretti, they are the OGs.
It's also the most expensive, man. Have you ever
got? Yeah, that is true. Like sometimes when you're paying like £5 something for Peroni in Birmingham, I'd hate to think how much it is in like London.
Oh, geez. It must be like 8-9 quid.
It's got to be, surely, because you pay for like 6 something for a Carly. Like I went to in Portsmouth, so it's not even London. It's just like South prices. And I paid like £6.10 for a Trungbo Dark Fruit. So fuck knows what Peroni and that is.
Do you know, I've never had that beer Moretti ever. I thought it was that shit you got from Aldi in the little bottles, and then it just kind of got like red stripe where it was like
that's a different
real
one.
Cheap.
That's
not the fake Moretti.
Yeah,
right.
You'll have to try it when you're back, Bullcott, or if you can get it over there. But again, like you say, because you're so far away, I don't know if it is a thing, but it's like Australian things don't travel very well if they're flying from Europe.
Right.
They probably need like a brewery over there. Yeah.
Even the chocolate, mate. You have Cadbury's chocolate. It tastes like shit. Do you know Peroni, though? You talk about Peroni, the Italian. The ones you get on tap, like, there's this bottle called Peroni Red, and that's the like, Italians, like, kind of, that's what the Italians kind of made. And then that Peroni that, like, you know, we drink and shit is kind of like an international, like, version of it. So, but this Peroni Red, it's so much, like, richer, and it's pretty nice, man. But, yeah, it's not an easy lighter beer like the Peroni we drink on tap.
That's what I do like. Peroni Red was everywhere in Rome, just everywhere, every cafe, every place. Just like that's probably like Carling or something, just everywhere had it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. If they drink Peroni, the one they drink, sort of thing.
Yeah, Peroni. I just like the flavors it has. I think they're really like deep and strong.
Do you know what one thing I will say about like beers, like the your top tier and shit. And this is one thing. Someone said this years ago, but when you're drinking Carling in England, because that's normally what you're drinking when you go out, and it's always hard then jump to Peroni after like a fair few.
Yeah,
because the price is a massive difference. Normally you want something that's cheaper, but you're going on Carling, and then, you know, it's better to start on those bigger beers, the heavier beers like Peroni at the start.
Carling's the perfect beer, though. It's just exactly what you need it to.
You are right. Carling slips down like water after the second pint.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. You've had like six of them and you're like, oh, do I want to change? And, you know, your Stella's more got more alcohol. Peroni's got more and shit. It's a bit more heavier beers.
I don't like Stella. I think only fucking tramps drink Stella points.
You're an idiot, but...
I've worked in pubs for years. Only alcoholic tramps drink points of Stella.
I drink Stella.
Yeah.
Stella Dash is all right. That Stella 4 was all right.
Proven.
Stella 4.
Kieran, go on to your tier, because after this, I'm going to go on to fucking Dashes with bulk cut vagina.
I'd take a Dash, to be fair.
Well, like, so Carling would always be my go-to beer in a pub. I don't think it's top tier. I think it's just standard. I love a pint of Heineken.
I asked for your top tier, mate.
Yeah, is it in your top tier, Kieran?
Jesus Christ. I need a monologue. No. Just do the fucking job.
I'll take my own time. We're all equal members here.
you can cut this bit out. I can't.
Okay. You can cut that bit out as well now. So, take Heineken's top tier for me. You can have it anywhere around the world. It tastes exactly the same, which is a big plus. Probably Peroni. Probably sneak Guinness in there. Okay. And controversial, I actually prefer Magnus over Bournemouth. So I go for those as my top.
Okay. Moving on to Dash. Well, how do you feel about Dashes? Because Bullcott fucking loves his Dash.
Perfect. And I think it takes the edge off.
It destroys the flavour of the beer.
It's the difference between having 16 pints and 26 pints for me.
Like, I don't drink cocktails, so...
Someone said that to me in Scotland once. And asking for a Dash over here in a beer... They look at you like, what, a shandy? And I'm like, no, just a little tiny fucking 3 centimeter.
Exactly.
You're
destroying the flavor of the beer and you're basically drinking a shandy.
Nah, I take a Dash.
It takes the edge off.
If you want a big sesh, I take a Dash for that reason. And plus, if you have 10 points, really, you've had 8. It slows you down.
That's not how it works at all. You sneak through.
It slows you down a little bit. Oh, and then we'll end up like you, Kieran, trying to shit in a plant pot.
I mean, you're digging up stuff. Granted, from the last podcast, but 9 years ago.
People don't forget.
I used to have a Dash of lime when I was first got on the beer.
Yeah, didn't you? It was like a
Lager lime, yeah.
Did you get it from, you remember the Foster's Lemon and Limes? It was like when we went to Newquay, like just after we left school, there was like a Foster's summer drink and it was like lemon and lime. And I feel like that's when you started doing it after that.
Yeah, Carling brought one out as well. Carling had a Carling with a Dash of lime in it. But then I just was like in everything.
To be fair to them, that Foster's drink was fucking fantastic. Ice cold, the lemon and lime in it, it was still like 4.5%, where the Radlers, what they do now, is like 3.5% or like 3%. So
you can't really take you seriously then. No, you said Foster's is one of the best cans.
It is one of the best cans.
Foster's is one of the best draft
beers
as well.
Foster's is an ice can, and Carling's an ice can as well.
It's not one of the best, though.
I don't like cans in general.
Have the can. It's so different to all the other forms of Foster's. To be fair, granted, there's not many Foster's bottles. But
it's best form.
Yeah, it is. Foster's can is its best form.
Have you ever had a Guinness Black? Guinness and Blackcurrant?
I've had one before. I'm not like them anymore.
I'm not that snob on Paddy's Day where I see people have it and I'm just like, you're such a cunt. Like, just drink it normal. Like, because you're not going to drink it all day, are you? So you're having it for the experience to say, oh, I had a Guinness on Paddy's Day. So just drink it normal and then like chuck half away or don't fucking bother with it. I just don't get Guinness Black. It's not a nice version.
I don't feel great after drinking Guinness all day, though.
Oh, your arse. Fuck you now.
I'm a belly. I just feel terrible.
Yeah, you're eating like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, it's food, isn't it? It's essentially fucking like it's the closest thing you can drink in terms of alcohol. It's like a food, so you can sustain yourself all day on Guinness.
Niall, have you ever been to a Paddy's Day in Birmingham where you haven't like fought people?
Yeah, actually, mate. Maybe I haven't. No, I haven't. But that's not fair because we haven't been to Paddy's Day since I've grown up.
I bet you do not.
Alex, have you ever been to the villa on a cup day and not had a fight?
Yes.
Right, we'll go on to second tier. We start with Alex. So, Alex, crack on. Your second tier, mate.
Carlin.
Just Carlin.
Perfect.
Heineken. Just your standard ones that you go in and you know it's always going to, like, you can't fuck it up. It's, you know, they pull it so regularly, you can't fuck it up. It's really Heineken and Carlin.
That's true. Actually, I think bar beer Moretti, the only times I have that is it's virtually platform free. It's one of the only draft beers there. But Peroni and Guinness, you need them to be poured regularly. Otherwise, you can ruin the whole experience and know how to pour. Because I've sometimes been to the boat in Catherine de Barnes, asked for Peroni, and it's got like no head. And you're like, I've just paid fucking like a fiver. And it's not the experience I wanted. So
it's because I don't work there anymore, pouring the pints.
But I think Guinness, like the top tier beers or whatever you have as top tier, I think all of them, I think we can agree, has to be poured regularly. They have to be drunk regularly.
Yeah, for sure.
Otherwise, it ruins the experience.
The lines.
Yeah.
That's why I will always, if I've not been to somewhere before, I always just go for a Carlin.
Because exactly.
Test the waters.
It's just poured all the time. They can't, like, you know, it's not, they can't fuck it up. So you can,
especially if you put a dash in it.
But closing the day, we went somewhere. We went to fucking last month to that golf place, Beckett's Farm.
And wait a second, but you're not in that tier.
No, this was before the tier. Actually, she's in the tier, so it's all right.
Oh, okay. But you're not.
She loves Coors Light, and I was like, don't order Coors Light in here because no one's going to. They had Carlin or Coors Light, and I was like, don't order a Coors Light. Because no one's going to have bought it. She ordered it and then she had to send it back because it tastes a lot of shit.
Yeah, so when you get like little light beers, like Coors Light, they take on like the pipes and like if they sit in there too long, they taste weird and go flat. They don't go very well.
I always think they taste like popcorn when they've gone off.
Yeah, it's like a weird sweetness. It's like sweet water almost. Isn't
quite
it?
Like popcorn.
Of course, you're your fat boy. Extra caramel. Is it?
Yeah, a bit salted, mate. A little bit of salted popcorn.
Oh, fuck off, Key, man. That's all you get here, salted popcorn. Like, I want sweet popcorn when I'm watching.
I like sweet salted.
Do you know what I do like to do? Get a packet of M&Ms and, like, pour them into the popcorn and mix them all up. Because when the popcorn's still a bit warm, it makes the M&Ms a bit, like, fucking melted and shit. It's good, man.
Just in the cinema watching a rom-com on your own.
Every fucking monthly, mate. Monthly.
I like boozing at the cinema.
Yeah. Mate, we can't go too much into detail with the story. but we had a great time at the fucking cinema.
We went to see
Endgame.
Was it Endgame? And we sat right at the front because we hadn't pre-booked our tickets.
No, so we had to get what was ever available. We went with Tom Byrne.
So when you go, and how is it fun? Is it that close? And you're just like staring up the whole time.
It's
I like it. I like being that close. I wouldn't choose it, but I don't mind it. It's Bullcott. Your second tier then.
Carlin Darlin, of course.
Of course.
I think Foster's on tap is class. I do. Hogshead used to sell it for like 180, and then they changed to Carlsberg, and it's fucking shit.
Oh, remember,
I'll turn no point away for 180.
Do you remember Hogshead when it used to do Foster's for 180 on and we used to go Thursday, Friday nights to Luna.
Bottle of Rosé as well.
Oh, mate. Oh. And then they ruined it by changing the cheap pint to normal Carlsberg. So then you had to pay an extra like 20p to get like a proper pint of Carly.
No, was it the Masons that did it for 125 on Thursdays?
Yeah, it was Masons. Sorry. And it was when, what was it called? MCAT was a big thing as well.
And fertilizer.
Yeah, literally fertilizer.
You could literally smell it, couldn't you?
It was bad, man.
What a night. Yeah.
That was a thing for a bit, wasn't it, MCAT?
Yeah, bring it back.
Don't bring it back, plant fertilizer.
Oh, yeah. Stench of that shite.
Yeah, you could smell it like, what was it? It was like propaganda and like snobs. You could almost like, you could smell when it was somehow like the students had got the MCAT in and you were like, fucking hell.
It was that old committee.
Cheap coke, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, essentially it was, yeah. Did you do all your second tier?
Nah, I'll go Foster's, Carling.
Yeah.
And there's a beer here called Great Northern, and I've been looking for a beer like it for ages on tap. It's like Carling, really. It's like light and just easy session beer.
What's a VB like?
VB, mate, it's like the beer that gets the bad rep, like all the fucking...
Stella,
horrible people drink it. I like it, I do, but Jesus, you get a bad hangover off it.
Yeah, because you're from Sheldon, mate. Yeah. That's why, mate. You fucking
Sheldon, mate. Sheldon.
Yeah, shit, Sheldon, and then Alton, then Sheldon.
Nah, yeah. So Carling, Great Northern, and fucking Foster's. But you got to remember, you don't really drink pints here. We drink the fucking three quarters.
Schooners, of pint, mate. Schooner, mate. I could never fucking deal with moving to Australia. He's having three quarters of a pint. Like,
good for the economy, though.
Oh, yeah, great. You just keep getting mugged off by a quarter of a pint.
Yeah, it's not great. And then you do get a pint, and let me tell you, you're not paying for like a quarter extra. You're paying for fucking double, basically.
Yeah, that's what I imagined. Like, I bet places do sell a pint, but they fucking charge you the earth.
Yeah.
It's them fucking criminals, man. Stop fucking being alcoholics and shit, and you'd be allowed full pints if you weren't criminals.
Well, let me tell you, it didn't work because there's still a lot of alcoholics here.
I'm looking at least three.
So my second tier, I've got obviously Carling, and then I've got my first cider. I've got Strongbow Dark Fruit on draft.
Ooh.
I think that's so delightful in the summer.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, I couldn't stay on it all day. But then I can't stay on ciders all day since I was like fucking 21.
It's an in-betweener, isn't it? Them beers are. They're an in-betweener.
Yeah. Like if you're on a pub crawl, you might go and you're struggling a bit and you're like, get me a Strongbow Dark Throat. Get me like a cider to mix it up a little bit. Which is probably worse for you in the long run to be mixing your beers. But your taste buds kind of need that break. Carling, Strongbow, Dark Fruit. I've got San Miguel. I think top tier pint glass. Second tier beer. I think it's consistent everywhere. It's really strong. It's like, isn't it 5%? I'm sure it's
5%. Yeah, it is.
Well, when the San Miguel cans, as we speak.
Yeah,
they're 5% San Miguel cans.
It's high percentage, really good glass. My last beer on second tier is Stella. I just fucking love a Stella. It's consistent. And it's one of the consistent beers abroad, as they've seen, like, especially America. If you want a good beer in America, you go Stella.
It is pretty good. It even tastes the same.
Stella bottle everywhere. Stella bottle is top tier for me. If we're talking bottles.
Oh, nah.
But they're also everywhere across the world. So you can almost rely on a Stella bottle.
I love Stella in a can and draft, but I do not like it in a bottle. I like the initial smell. Yeah.
Do you not think it smells like weed?
Yeah. Oh, when you first open it, it smells like weed.
I think Dexter's as well, though.
Yeah, but I think maybe it's just like European beers. It must be the hops or something in them. They have high hop percentages, so maybe it's hops that smell like weed. But
Bex is a great bottle, though.
Oh, Bex is one of the
Bex is a good bottle. But I hate how they're 275 millilitres.
Yeah, no,
I'm not exaggerating. It's probably two proper swigs and then a couple of small swigs and you've done a bottle. And you're like, oh, fuck, I've got to get
Kieran drinks Bex Blue and pretends he's drunk, I heard.
He does do that. I've seen that before.
No, that's me. Guilty as charged. So, hate a little bit of me.
Kieran, your second tier, mate.
You said San Miguel, and I kind of regret not putting it in my top beers. Completely forgot about it.
It's not a top.
But I forgot about Prava. You forget about stuff because certain pub chains only have certain beers on tap or ciders or whatever or bitters, and you forget about them. Like if you go to JD, like not JD. Is it JD Witherspoon?
JD Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. JD Witherspoon. Like, you just
James Dean Witherspoon's. It is not.
That joke didn't deserve any laughs.
No, it didn't. To be fair, I'm retracting it. I might bleep him.
Edit
it. Yeah, I'm going to bleep
him. Don't edit it out. Some of the fan base will enjoy that, I reckon.
Go on then, Kevin, your second tier. Carry on.
So probably Carling. I'd throw Stella in there. And probably because get slated for it, but I don't mind a bit of Strongbow.
What, original?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, Kevin, I agree with this. Because obviously, we used to drink that as kids in a park. So I went off it when I was actually able to go to the pub. And then I tried it again recently, like in a can and then on draft. It's a solid fucking cider. It really is. Yeah. You forget how good it is. You just, obviously, you just smash the 24 crate from fucking Michael's and you'd all chip to, like, and you'd have about six cans each.
Six cans each. When in the pot, I had three cans and was throwing up.
Yeah, but you were very small though, Alex. That's three cans and what do you?
I was in the park watching my cousin finger the girl I liked. Not going to name names. But
no.
One's my cousin.
No. I'll call him straight out. James, it's Daniel. I won't say his last name.
I'm not
going to
name the
Daniel.
Chick.
Yeah. Who was the bird?
No, we're not going to name the bird.
Name him. I'll bleep it out. I'll bleep it out.
No, I don't name him. Fuck him.
No, name the bird. Name and shame, Bullcock. We'll bleep it out.
I'll bleep it out.
She could.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he did do that. He was a. You know what? Dan was an absolute fucking fiend for fingering.
Mate,
we call him the mystic fingerer.
Girls.
No, he didn't. Honestly.
He didn't want to kiss girls, just finger them.
Dan used to go and get with girls, and he'd go for the whole fucking roster, not get with them. I don't know even how the conversation went. It was almost like he went to him and they went to kiss and he was like, hey, stop. Do you want me to finger you instead? And they were like, okay, the sound. And then he'd come back and be like, I've just fingered her. I'd be like, oh, did you get anything else? And he'd be like, no. It became what Dan did.
Yeah. The fingerer.
The fingerer, man. He used to slay birds fingering a man. He used to be a slayer. Anyway, on to... the next round. Yeah. Oh no. I'm going to tag him. I'm going to text him later and say he's got a shout out on the podcast. He won't know what for though.
He'll be excited and he'll be like, oh shit.
So we'll go on to the third tier. This isn't necessarily a bad. These aren't bad beers. Like I said, these are just the top three tier and then everything else. So Alex, you're like third tier.
Like Foster's, Bexvere.
Oh, Bexvere, I forget about that. That's okay actually, isn't it?
It's shit on track.
Carlsberg, Pilsner.
Yes, that's a solid. You know what? Anything else?
Nah, just got the cheapo beers that aren't too bad. That aren't normal Carlsberg. Like Carlsberg on draft is terrible. That's probably the only draft lager I wouldn't drink. Mine are all lagers as well because I'm
not having a dash can save a Carlsberg, can it?
No, yeah, it can't. It's
Northerners love it though for some reason.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Love Carlsberg.
Becky's brother
and they're all like, shagging their sister. That's why.
Becky's brother. I'm not
that
even joking.
All our Northern viewers.
at Christmas, he like buys crates of Carlsberg, and I always wonder when I go into Aldi and you see the Carlsberg slowly going down. I'm like, who is buying that out of choice?
I always
who's
think
buying
like,
Carlsberg
you can
out of choice?
Get, like, Stella and Carling for the same price, and
yeah,
like,
or even like a cheap
drinking
beer.
Carlsberg.
You know, like
rather want Aldi's own.
You know them little cheap French beers that you get in like Tesco. They're absolutely class. Why would
special.
You choose Carlsberg? Yeah, beer special. Why would you choose Carlsberg over that? I don't.
Carlsberg's a lot more popular worldwide though.
It probably is, mate, because they probably think it's like a European beer, and it's probably really uneducated people. But I don't think it's that popular in Europe. I think people who have good beer.
Is it Danish?
Yeah,
Danish. Copenhagen.
Yeah, Heineken's Dutch. Dutch. Bullcott, your third tier, mate.
Yeah, my third tier. Well, I reckon they're still pretty good beers and I'd still have them. But Peroni and San Miguel in there just because, it's still a great beer.
These aren't like bad beers though, are they, Kieran? She's just saying that would be like probably third choice.
No, that's fair.
And then the other one is Recorder League. Strawberry and lime.
I was thinking about that earlier.
Yeah, that is nice on draft. It's getting better as well.
Yeah. Or even Copperberg as well. Just another in-betweener, just to settle you down.
It's like posh, like Amberin's pubs. They'll have Recordling on tap rather than Strongbow Dark Fruit, so they're a bit more upper class.
Yeah.
But it's not bad at all.
Do you know what does deserve a shout-out in when we're drinking draft beers? And fuck, I wouldn't touch them anymore after Zante. But remember the old Snakebite Blacks?
Yes.
Oh. I remember snake being bites, in... Mate, I was in Cocktails and Dreams in Zante, and I was drinking fucking a Snakebite Black, and I threw it back up into the glass. And no word of a lie. I've just left it on the side, and then just fucking, obviously British guys just come up, started drinking it off the table.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting.
Woke up to about 15 little gippos around me going through my fucking pockets outside Cocktails and Dreams. It was horrible, man.
You deserve it for falling asleep, mate. Are we talking about actually Mythos or something? The Greek beer?
Oh, yeah. Zante?
I don't know if it was because I don't think I've had it since, but in Zante, that felt like a solid beer because they had them pint glasses, pint bottles, what you could get at all the restaurants, what we'd eat before we went out. They're fucking class. Solid beer, man. Solid beer.
I know it's not a draft, but have you had a Grolsch from a bottle?
Yeah, with the proper cap.
With the proper bottles, yeah.
Proper cap. It's more of an experience. Because I love the cap. I think the cap's fucking class. Proper.
Do you know what we have missed out as well? No one said it, but Asahi's great off tap too.
Oh, the Japanese beer.
And all the curry lager.
Oh, yeah. All the curry lager. Yeah. That's true. Like, but
King
then
Fisher.
Tiger.
Kieran's got like, what is it? Is it Cobra or Tiger? No, Tiger on draft.
Tiger, yeah. Tiger's good. Place.
Yeah, that's top tier, to be fair. Not top tier, but that's...
So is the Heineken, though? Banging off that draft machine.
But is that because we can't get anything else?
But for your house to have that kind of fucking...
Yeah, true.
Is that courtesy of Pat Howes' brewery?
Courtesy of Pat Howes.
It's a Pat Howes investment.
The elite funding.
Kieran didn't invest
the elite funding.
Yeah, we should get Pat to sponsor this podcast, actually.
I might message him and be like, Pat, are you interested? I'll put some shout outs for your business.
Kieran, remember going to...
I don't think he's there. He's just gone on mute and turned his camera off.
We went to...
I can hear you speak.
Kieran, remember that night in Tap and Tandoor with your brother and his mates before Niall's wedding, the day before Niall's wedding?
Oh, yeah. That was... I fucking felt awful. No, I was shitting my guts out the morning in Niall's wedding.
Fucking Pete goes for like a shit or a piss in the little toilet like 2 seconds before the bride's walking down the fucking aisle.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He didn't go for a shit and a piss.
Went for a vape.
Yeah, he went for a vape. Oh, everyone else went inside because she pulled up.
Oh, hi, Becky.
Yeah, and then he turns up and he's there outside having a vape in the middle of the walkway where she has to walk up. Yeah. And Pete and Becky says she just saw him and she went, "Are you being fucking serious, Peter?" And he was like, "Oh,
Pete thought he was giving her away."
I can just imagine
vaping down the aisle.
I can imagine Becky's dad was obviously behind him thinking, "What's this dickhead doing?" Not knowing who he was. He's just making this massive cloud of vape in the middle of the fucking walkway in the church.
Oh, and then you're saying to Becky's dad, "I'll take it from here, mate." Yeah.
I've never met a more awkward character, but it's
like
just
a steam train walking her down the aisle.
What, smelling of that lemon blitz whatever he does?
Oh, yeah. Fucking lemon murder, isn't it?
Becky, what do you want? Peach or lemon?
I'll go into my third tier. I've only got two on here. I've got Heineken draft, and I just don't think it's... You know what? I agree with Kieran. It's consistent around the world, and it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
But I just would... I can't remember the last time I chose Heineken unless there's nothing else there. But it is okay. And then I've got my only bitter. I've got John Smith's, and the only reason why... I love it. I love a bitter.
I just hate... I don't like bitter.
Rank.
Oh no, it's like a beer version of stout, so it's smooth, you can get rid of it quick. I just like bitter, and it's always cheap, John Smith's as well. Like if you're worried about...
That makes sense why you like it.
I think you've got to remember as well, like with the smooth beers, they're not very sensory. So like for an autistic bloke like Niall,
fucking prick.
Not much going on.
Yeah, there's not much happening, so he can digest it mentally.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
This is brilliant. Anyway,
did you find John a Teletubby custard, Niall?
Fuck off. I love John Smith.
I will bat Niall off here. Teletubby custard was fucking great, man.
He was fire, wasn't he? St. Andrews. No, he was in St. Andrews.
Say it, yeah.
He was fucking dad.
It was fucking good, man.
Teletubby custard. It was a good day.
With my free school meals because my mum was a slut and a single mum.
Yeah, I remember when I first got there for the first year we had to pay.
I hope she listens to this.
And then she'd laugh. My mum, I think she like fixed. She just basically said my dad wasn't living with us, so I got free school meals after that. I only had a year.
Didn't you get the fucking EMA. What was it called at sec? EMA. Yeah, EMA. I got the EMA.
Yeah,
as well.
I got EMA. I literally got EMA at the start. Mom and dad split up when I was like 16. So it was just the start of, I'm in October. So it was just the start of college. So I'd already done all the forms. I was getting £30 a week and I was absolutely loving life. My mom just said like she was the only one working. So she's working part time.
Yeah. Got
30 quid EMA. I was fucking, I never received it. I had EMA because once you were guaranteed EMA, you got it automatically for the next 3 years. You were eligible for free college. So I'd never had to really fill in a form. I just had to apply for it. But all them 3 years I was at college doing different courses, I never received £30 because if you missed the lesson, it went down to 20. Yeah. And then if you missed like a certain amount of percentage after that, it went down to 10. And I only ever got 10 to 20, but that did enough for me to go Luna. So I was happy.
My mum was an absolute warrior because you're right. If you miss lessons, it went down. But if your mum or dad phoned up to say you had a reason for missing it, you still got it.
Scumbag.
So I'd be at home playing Football Manager, Kieran. Probably Kieran. At Kieran's house.
And then
I'd be like, mum, she'd just phone up the school and be like, oh, yeah, he's sick today or he's got an appointment. So if tax are listening to this, I'm about to have a big tax bill off HMR.
HMRC.
Yeah.
That's the best thing about school, coordinating days off to play Football Manager.
or if a new game came out, like everyone would just know our ball cuts after that. Like FIFA or something came out.
Kieran, your third tier?
Very similar to Alex. It's just like the cheap beers. Foster's, not really a big fan. I'd have it if there was nothing else. Carlsberg. Carlsberg's probably, if there's another tier below, I'd put it in, but I'm probably just doing three. Then, yeah, Beck's, just the shitty ones that are just on there that you used to walk past every day.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
The beers you want.
Yeah.
It's, you kind of do get stuck in a routine when you're having beer, don't you? Like, it's, yeah, if you're going out with your missus, you might try something a bit different, like fancy, like a different beer. But when you're with the lads and in a round, it just make it easier by all having a carling, innit, really?
Yeah, I don't like the emergence of all these fucking flowery craft beers.
IPA. Get in Canberra.
IPA has been the worst thing that's ever happened to like the pub scene. I say that. It's actually one of the reasons why pubs are starting to do well again. They're these little fucking microbrewery shit.
Fuck them.
They taste, all they ever do is taste like grapefruit and they're fucking shit. The only good thing about them,
you can't drink them, man.
Yeah,
you can't have a session on them; they're too heavy.
No.
It's like a pint of flowers.
It is, and people who like it are just so stuck up their own arse. It's unbelievable.
They're all
fancy
cunts. Yeah,
prime example. Our mate Ryan and Joe, they fucking loved that pure craft in Birmingham, and we all went there because we were doing a pub crawl in Birmingham, and we went there thinking, literally bar them two. I think Harry was there. So it was like me, Harry, Dennis, Kieran, Shelby, about loads of us. And we all went up to the barman after them two ordered. And we just went, what's the closest thing you've got to a carling? Like, we don't know what's on this. Like, they had about 50 beers. They had about 50 beers in front of you. And you just said,
they looked
what's
offended.
The closest? Yeah. And they laughed. They just laughed at us. And like, probably the number four or whatever they said. And we were like, yeah, just that, mate. We just want the closest thing to carling.
Yeah. When you're at a pub, and their beers are numbered. They've got numbers, and you choose it by number. That's when you know you're into
place. You're gonna have a bad time. You're gonna have a bad time.
Well, the Chapman Tandoori is good because they've got the craft beers, but they've also got your Carling and your Guinnesses. They've got a good mix.
But that's
that's what it's really good for. Yeah,
and Indians love their craft beer. Like they love, like that's why the Tap and Tandoor have them. They do like their fucking weird crafty beers and shit.
Indian breweries, like with the food and the drinks, they've got massive on IPAs kind of thing, haven't they?
Yeah.
Just give me a Carling or a Guinness, mate. Fucking hell, don't make it complicated. I'm here for
with a curry as well. You don't want something too
heavy
or like tight, heavy taste. You just want something fizzy and cold.
To wash it down. You just want it to wash it down, don't you?
I'm not a fan of kingfisher from a curry house, though. I just
think I don't mind kingfisher.
I like a, I love a cobra.
Cobra. I think cobra's the top curry beer.
Yeah. On draft, it's fucking beautiful.
Like a decent curry house now. What does? I'd probably say Tapa Tandoori. He's probably the best. What does good beer and food at the moment? Because have you been to that? The one next to Hogshead? Next to Hogshead. It's
Indian Brewery or something.
Yeah, the beers are fucking shit there, and but it's popular because of the IPA stuff. So I can't shit on them, but I just don't go there because it's a bag of shit.
Each to their own.
Exactly, mate. I just they won't have my business. I'd rather go Turtle Bay and get 2-for-1 cocktails, get a few zombies, and get fogged up.
Remember when I almost missed my flight home because of that?
Oh yeah, you nearly missed your flight home.
Fuck, man, I was in trouble that day. My mum just looked at me like, "You are."
Yeah, because you got home at early hours and you hadn't even packed your bags yet. And you were like, you had to leave in a few hours to get the fucking flight and drive down.
Couldn't imagine anything worse than a hungover flight to fucking Australia.
Yeah,
with a 6-month-old.
Yeah, it was 24 hours. Oh, mate, that would be fucking horrendous.
Do what you gotta do.
James, I don't have kids, but I think I would think about leaving my child in England. Just fucking him off. I couldn't deal with maybe in about 12, 14 hours time, I could deal with them. Kids don't go on your schedule, so you'd be hungover for that first 12 hours and they'd want attention and they'd want shit and you'd be like, fuck off. I don't want anything to do with you.
You can't stop being a dad. Like, a hangover's not a good enough excuse to stop being a dad sort of thing. It's
disagree.
Sounds like it's not you, Kieran.
Oh, we've just hit the.
Oh, you'd be a great dad, you would.
We've just hit the 10 minutes, lads. So if you want to think about kind of wrapping this up,
I'm not gonna lie, I've been quiet for the past 10 minutes because I've been eating Five Guys.
Yeah, I've seen you on the screen, Alex, eating up your Five Guys. You're fatty.
It was fucking right. Banging.
I've got a question for you boys, and just off the cusp. Right, I'll set the scene for you. It's the first night after lockdown. For you guys, the pubs are open, last orders, everyone's about fully charged, 16 pints deep, your mate's a bit charged on other enhancers, someone whispers in your ear after party at mine, the DJ says last song of the night, what do you want, what's your last song of the night before you go and talk about fucking shit in a kitchen somewhere?
Off the top
of your head.
I think I'd Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers.
Weird song to choose for the last song or not, but okay.
I just like it. You said off the top of my head, mate.
I think Kings of Leon, you know, the one that was always in Propaganda. I don't know what it's called, but I know it in my head. And I remember that was always one of the last few songs at Propaganda on a Friday.
Sex on Fire.
Yes, that's it. That gets you.
Jesus Christ. I'm thinking more like old school, like American Pie, fucking Sweet Caroline, Robbie Williams, Angels.
I'd go The Strokes.
You're going back to your party. You don't want to be depressed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I want to get buzzing if there's an after.
You're already buzzing, mate. And you know why you're already buzzing. You're already buzzing.
Well, is Becky there?
I just think when it comes to the end of the song, and it also depends on where you are. If you're out on the night out, that's different to
you're in Straubs. You're in a shithole pub with your mates. Like
Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Yeah, that's a good one because everyone gets on people's shoulders and stuff with that. Yeah.
The Assembly one.
You can imagine Gately. Yeah, you can imagine Gately on a table going like fucking singing. Yeah. An Oasis song, and the owner's trying to get him down.
Yeah. But it's the
first night after lockdown, so the owner's on the table with him. His business is saved.
I'm looking forward to the first night back, to be fair. It should be good.
I am, but everywhere she's just going to be fucking carnage.
Just going for a piss.
You only got 7 minutes to make it snappy.
Prostate hurting him.
That's nah, I'm going. That is.
So, mate, Robbie Williams, Angels. That always gets the people.
Let me entertain you.
Let me entertain you. Yeah.
The Strokes is always a good Propaganda one, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Or Hey Jude.
Hey Jude.
Oh, that's
your
favorite one, isn't it? The football.
It's not Hey Jude. What did you think it was? Goodbye.
No. That is a separate song. hey. Goodbye.
That's on Remember.
It's on Remember the Titans, isn't it?
Is it? That's a great movie.
It's a good movie, man.
Big men's back.
You know, I'm pissing like a racehorse, man.
You know, when you get to your age.
All right, I'm 28. You're same age as me, you idiot.
You must 27.
Have, yeah, but
you must have
year.
Damaged 27. Your prostate now. You damaged your prostate when you stuck a Jameson's bottle up it.
It's from my dad. As soon as I hit
that free...
No.
No, no, I was just talking to say, you laugh on air. What did your dad do to you?
Fuck off, you stupid fun.
But his mum used to hit him with a frying pan. Alex.
Yeah, and that was acceptable, James. Nothing wrong
with it. Didn't you throw you down the stairs once as well?
No, that was my sister's. She didn't chuck me downstairs. She battered me underneath my... You know when you used to have the bunks where you used to have your bed on the top and then like a workstation underneath?
Yeah.
I didn't underline my English work and then she just like battered me underneath my fucking bed for that.
Your sister?
No, my mum.
You should underline your work.
I should have, mate. Should. You know what? From that day, I fucking underline my work. Discipline works. Discipline work.
Where the autism stems from. Abuse.
Such an idiot. But I think...
Oh, yeah, weird idiot.
I think...
Should we get this point out of the way?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we've got 4 minutes left. So we'll make this the last thing. So hang on.
If you do it, James,
I'll get the timer.
You need to get a whiteboard behind you.
Are you going to do the point again, Alex? Because your showing was fucking shocking, mate. I thought
no, he's
I
not allowed to. He's not
you.
Allowed to. He just couldn't hack it, could he?
Yeah. We agreed. I've got it recorded. He said I could do it again.
Right, we'll do it like every 10, like 10 episodes or something.
Let's not fuck it up like McGill. So I'll go on your timing, James. How do you want to do it?
I'll just go 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. So 3, 2, 1, go, or just 3, 2, 1, and then you'll go?
Start recording.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just go.
Okay, so ready when you are, mate. I'll watch your screen because it's obviously a little bit delayed. So go on.
3, 2, 1, go.
It's quick.
I think that's
that is... Mate, I'm not even joking. I think that's number one. It's 4.88.
Come at me.
Where's
fucking
the score?
I can't find my fucking... my book. So I can't. I think you're definitely Alex. You're well in front of Alex.
Alex, I reckon we should all do it again.
We'll redo it because I'm a bit worried that people are getting quite close to me and you, Kieran. I feel like we should be fucking top tier.
Oh, you remember when we went to on the Digbeth bar crawl and I beat you guys on the boxing bag as well. Alex had like another 7 goes on the boxing bag because he just doesn't like losing, does he?
Yeah, but that was like when Kieran and Jamie beat me. It's because I went for like a hook, and obviously you meant to do a straight. Them two beat me on the first try, and then they wouldn't. I had to go again, and then I smashed them. But they kept on doing it the whole night, saying, "Ah, we beat you." Just winding me up. How? And
at least it didn't get to you.
you know how easily I'm wound up, James. I will let you know over probably private text where you stand in the rankings, but I'm pretty sure you might be first.
The people need to know.
Yeah, the people need to know. No, it's 5 a.m. mate. I'm just kind of point.
If you're gonna leave this podcast, you
can't find my fucking book, man.
Is that our fault?
No, it's not your fault. I don't know. I've only got 2 minutes left on the.
You ever got any kids floating around? Because you're throwing bank.
Oh, I can't see it. Fucking wankers.
Right. I can't find my diary.
I can't find it. I've only got like less than 2 minutes. So we'll end it there, boys.
Kick it?
This is Nar's worst nightmare, not being able to find something, I reckon. It's going to be a tune all day now.
I think she's moved it. I think she's been using it for her own personal fucking notes and that. She had like an interview today, so I think Becky's been using it.
Can you separate your podcast from your professional life, please?
Sorry, mate. Well, Bullcott, thank you for coming on, mate. I appreciate
you getting up
at like fucking 4:30 in the morning.
It's been good to talk to you all. The podcast definitely helped with homesickness as well, boys, so keep it going.
Yeah, I'm glad, mate. I'm really happy about that. Denny said just before he came back, he said it helped listening to everyone. Cheers for listening, everyone. If they bye, I'll cut it off there.
All right. See you later, boys.
Yeah, cheers for listening, guys. Bye.